Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, we're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain ego. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? What are you not allowed to see, to feel, to have, to be? RL, what you see. All right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Helga in Charleston.
Hello, Helga. What's
Hello.
Getting sacrificed?
My life force, my energy. Uh-huh. That's what it always comes down to for me. It's like I feel like, you know, ego keeps me like on a particular level of aliveness, which
uh-huh.
is not completely dead.
Right.
So it kind
it,
of you know,
it.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well,
yeah,
it,
no,
it
just you know, kind of it always kind of like kind of goes up and down, but you know, so it stopped before it totally killed me. But I don't want to be too exuberant, too alive, too happy. That's too dangerous for ego because then it loses control.
That's right.
And I've been in
that
phase for a very short time, and then, you know, that happens. And I wrote that in the email class, and bam, you know, it's right there to, you know, control me again and bring down the level of aliveness.
Yes. So I was going to point out that what it does to us is what a, quote, good virus does. See, we're dealing with a very inept virus right now, right? Because a good, in quotes, virus, a virus that's good for viruses, keeps people alive, right?
Right.
It doesn't kill them because
right.
then it has no host, right?
Right?
And that's a perfect, you're describing perfectly how ego does that to human beings. You're alive. I mean, you're happy sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to enjoy things, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you complaining about, Helga? And
mm-hmm.
yet,
yep.
of course, you know from your own experience what your life can be.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
so the comparison is distressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So tell me about writing into the email class and then what happened.
In the email class, I wrote to you, I described to you what I was just saying, and then you said something about how we are a crop for ego.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
You know, the energy grows, the energy builds, the harvest becomes bigger, and then ego swoops
mm-hmm.
in and just gobbles it all up.
Yeah. And
so that's
you,
what happens.
You're
I haven't
really
responded to your last response to my email. I've been sitting with that.
Uh-huh.
With that
image. But you're really clear about it, aren't you?
Yeah, because I've seen it now for a long time.
mm-hmm. And
yeah.
now you recognize really clearly what it is. You can
mm-hmm.
see that it has actually nothing to do with you.
Yeah, except, you know, it's like one thing, you know, that has stuck with me now for a while. You said something about, you know, that we get blackmailed, and as long as we pay the ransom,
mm-hmm.
ego is not going to go away because it gets what it wants. You know, so
that's right.
refusing the ransom, that's when the battle starts with the blackmail.
That's right. That is exactly
oh,
right.
So,
when
well, you said it. It's so true. I mean, it's just so true.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
yeah.
what you're recognizing now, right? So you
mm-hmm.
got that response. It tied in perfectly with what you've been watching for a long time.
Yeah.
And now you've seen that the next step for you, tune in this Sunday, okay? There's going to be a workshop
mm-hmm.
that I think you're going to enjoy, okay? And so now you know what it's doing. you know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Now it the battle escalates to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yeah. And I also can see how on both sides it keeps me, it works with fear. That's how it keeps me in
yes.
check. You know, whether
yeah,
I pay the ransom or not pay the ransom,
yep.
there's always the fear to deal with. Except that
what
you said, and I just got that ego is limited. It has a limited self-life, you know, and that, you know, I'm trying to remember that. Because that's, you know,
yes.
going through that fear on that side, you know, there's an end to that. And I know that also. On the other side, there's
from
no
your
end.
Experience.
Mm-hmm.
From yep. practicing for a really long time, you've seen that. You've moved through fear after fear after fear after fear, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, we know that. We just need to write it in big letters on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, especially you right now, because that is exactly where you are. It's going to try to hit you with every fear message
mm-hmm.
it's got, because
yep.
that's all it's got. You know, as
yep.
soon as you get to the other side of this, no more crop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you excited? I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, this is
what,
thrilling.
What
you know, this is
what a battle.
Oh, yes, it is. And yet, you know, you've gone through graduate school. And now you're gonna do that one final project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna try everything that it tried all the time to get you to fail every step of the way, right? Because
mm-hmm.
this is its last shot.
Yep, that's what it feels like. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, good.
Okay.
Stay in touch, huh? All right.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, Elga.
Thanks. Bye
bye.
Thanks, Olga. It's such a difficult thing, isn't it, Sherry, that movement towards doing something about what we see is the start of paying the ransom.
Yeah, can you give a little example?
Well, so
there?
I can clearly see what conditioning does. I've trained myself
uh-huh.
to put all the pieces together. And so then the first movement from when I've seen it, the first thing that happens when I see something is, what do I do about it?
Uh-huh.
And that's
yeah.
really that place where the energy starts to move from the pool of awareness to the dissipation of the energy, right?
Because you're looking to ego, right? You're not looking to life or awareness or practice.
Right, because
the
if I
way
can
you lay that out.
If I can stay in the seeing, then I have the energy.
Yes.
Unless there is a movement from life that propels the action.
Yes.
In which case I still have the energy. It's what you talk about. If I dance in that moment, the energy is life's energy. It's not
yes.
Okay, let me think about what I do, and I get to have it. That's right. That's the subtle movement, right? How do I have the energy that gets dissipated by a process of thinking about what I do? What should I do?
And what's wrong
what
with you
I'm
and
seeing?
Why
yeah.
it's a problem
yeah.
and how
mm-hmm.
you're still in the same place and
right. It's amazing to notice how much energy mental conditioned mind needs to survive, right? It's a thinking. We often associate physical activity with energy, but not mental activity. And mental activity depletes energy like nothing in the world.
Yes. Well, Ashwini, isn't there something about the brain needs more glucose than blah blah? Isn't there some scientific
mm-hmm.
something
yes.
or other about that? Yeah.
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 Because it's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the word karma, right, is actually thought. The word translates into the action of thinking, not necessarily the action of doing. And intense thinking is what translates into the action of doing, right? Because you can watch, the thought keeps going, okay, let's check the clock to see if the meditation is over. Let's check the clock to see if the meditation is over, and eventually you check the clock.
Right. Yeah, and if the brain were just left alone to do what it does, yeah, without the added strain of what conditioned mind is doing,
yeah,
a lot happier and healthier.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Emily from Seattle.
Well, hello, Emily. I can't remember the language now.
Sacrificing?
Away from you. Yes, what of you is being sacrificed?
Well, I'm really susceptible to a story right now about, I've participation as ending suffering, just being, like, because I'm always thinking about what do I do, what's the right thing to do, and how to participate, and I feel like I feel really devoid of any project or activity right now, because I'm kind of, I think, oh, I'm ending suffering. I do practice. I don't know what to do. I'm just practicing.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
That would speak to both of the issues, what you're sacrificing and what to, in quotes, do, and, well, three, how to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Love. Love. Love is a full-time, in quotes, job. It's the best thing we can be, the best thing, it's what we are. So it's the best thing we can do, in quotes. Okay? It's the best way to participate. And happily, it ends suffering.
Well, I feel like I tried that, and
no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Mm-mm. Because if you might have tried it, you know, in the old classic, try to stand up, and the person stands up, and the, you know, well, you didn't try, you stood up. So we try, ego tries to do a lot of stuff, which translates into, I'm not going to do this, but I'm going to make you think that I am.
Well, I just feel like that's not concrete enough, that I need something.
Ego something. Does feel that, Emily. Ego absolutely feels that. But if you start it, If you really pursue it, it will be the most concrete, deepest, most challenging thing you have ever done. Are you a fan of Gandhi at all? Martin Luther King Jr.?
Just what I've heard from
folks,
you.
Folks like that? Okay, well, you could become a real fan, okay? Because those are two, and the Buddha, we could throw the Buddha in. Actually, we could put Jesus in the club. Okay, and then there would be a lot of people like Mother Teresa. I guess she's St. Teresa now, and the list goes on and on and on. Of people who devoted themselves to love. And it was a life work. It transformed them. It transformed the world. Yeah, it's not a lightweight. It's the most concrete thing there is, which is why ego is so resistant to having us.
I'm just not like that. I'm just not strong enough. Ego just gets in there and takes over, and then it uses that lack.
Ego has taken over. That's who's talking to me. That's the only thing that would argue for your limitations.
I know.
Because it desperately wants you to believe that.
It was like I emptied a void. I emptied my life for practice or for just being an ego just filled it up. And I woke up this morning.
Love, Emily. Emily, love. Love her effort. Love the beauty around you. Love the fact that you can breathe, that you can see, that you can hear, that you can walk. Love the birds, love the trees, love the sky. Got any sunshine up where you are? If so, love the sun. Love, 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 love. Love her. Love her. And by extension, every single thing that is her, which happens to be everything. No thinking. Love does not require thinking. I hear that ego really wants you to believe that you are somehow lacking, and we could say that's what it has taken from you, right?
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. If because I can tell you are not uplifted by this conversation, Emily. Don't you love my intuitive abilities? Okay. And so what I would like you to do for the next 15 minutes after this call is make a list of everything you love. Okay? You might have to walk around, okay? But make a list and say it out loud into your recorder. If it's your computer, okay. Do you love your computer? Do you write? Do you write with a pen? Do you love your pen? Okay? Do you love are there clothes you love? Shoes you love? Places you love to sit? Chairs you love to sit on? Walks you love to sit? Trees you love? Birds you love? Clothes you love?
Okay.
15 minutes. Make the list. Let me know. And Emily, here's the thing that's going to, this is what's going to happen. That system that is so desperate to get you and throw you into a dark pit of slimy hell is going to be right there trying to argue with you every step of the way. See it and realize you are not it. If you were it, you wouldn't be seeing it and feeling the results of it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good woman.
I'll do that assignment.
There she goes. I can tell you, there are a whole lot of people who are really cheering for you right now. Okay? There are.
That's nice.
So send some love in our direction, too, all of us hearing this. And identifying, knowing exactly what's being done to you. And hoping that you will stay with this and realize what a load of horse doo-doo it is. So that you come out the other side and be the happy person that life has designed you to be.
Okay. Well, that's a nice thought.
All right.
I like that.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you
for
the encouragement.
Thanks, Emily.
Okay.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Emily. So much dropped in around that conversation, Sherry. I'm not sure where I could start, but the thread that that really emerged is blessed is the knowledge of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's odd, right? Ego doesn't exist, and yet it drives for object attention, right? Something concrete is what makes me feel like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that drive towards structure and what to do, I mean, the other thing that always drops in is that experience I have about attention on the different chakras. It's so much easier to rest attention on something when a chakra is next to a bone than when it's next to something that's not a bone, because you don't experience the sensation of attention resting on something, right? And so it's the highest level of practice to be able to attend to something like love or intelligence, which is not concrete.
Mm-hmm. And yet, as soon as we recognize it, and that's what we're doing, we're recognizing it, it's the most concrete thing in the world, because it's the only thing that actually is. It's what we.
That's only real, right? Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's the interesting part. Ego, the illusion, focused on the material or the concrete, whereas life, the only thing that's real, we've been robbed of our ability to just rest in that, right? Rest attention on awareness. All right, well, here we go. Next caller. We're getting into some really deep stuff this morning. Here's our next caller. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Ashwini and Sherry. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Good morning, Sherry.
I'm just like, it's kind of like if this were a cartoon, you know, my head would be like, woo! You know, I just feel like that left.
Would your head be doing what? Would it be blowing up? Would it be expanding? What would it be doing?
Expanding and like filled with hearts, I think. Like it just, that, there was something just so heart opening in that last conversation. I think part of it is that it enabled me to see, like Ashwini just said, it's like we keep going deeper. And it enabled me to see some more about what gets sacrificed. You know, it allowed me to see it. It allowed me to feel it. Like, that feeling of just like, wow, you know, like that I just had gets sacrificed because ego, it's just like, it's like this little performing dog that, you know, like it wants me to become, or this, like, it's doing even in the sense of performing, like it's, you know?
And very attuned, trying to get the treats, little dog trying to get the treats, right?
Yes.
And afraid of the punishment, afraid
yes.
of being disciplined.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a really great image.
That is it, right? Whereas the other side, I think that feeling that I just had is like when a dog just romps across the field, right? Just chasing its tail or hanging out or smelling things or, you know, it's like, that's what it
alive.
Feels like. Alive.
I'm self-consciously alive.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that classic story, who knows about these kinds of stories, but of the person who encountered the Buddha and couldn't figure out what that was and started through the list. You know, are you a god? Are you, what are you? And the Buddha's response supposedly was, I'm awake.
Mm.
And that's a synonym for alive, right? Truly here, not all of that attention going to ego, to that noodling along in the head, to that, as Helga was saying, you know, that not being willing to be a crop for ego, but fully here, awake, alive, present.
Yeah, and, you know, what's dropping in right now is that it's like, so in the email class, what I'm looking at now from the guide is that, okay, you know, when you have those wonderful glimpses, you know, be on the lookout, you know, like, so how does ego get you? And I just saw it happen. I just saw it in real time, right? Here you are, you know, I'm here, you know, present, and then boom. It's noodling. Wow, gibberish.
Yeah, somewhere, I don't know where, but we used an image of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. There you are, you know, the giant exploded head and heart full of hearts, right? And then it just comes in and attaches a siphon hose.
Yes!
And that siphon hose is exactly as you described. You turned attention to conditioned mind,
yep,
to the noodling. And the hose gets attached and the energy gets drained.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and
yeah,
it's great. Like, I've never seen this before, too, but the expression noodling is also so,
yeah,
perfect. Like, I think of a wet noodle. Like, just,
yes,
nothing. It's got nothing.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Just stirring around in a pot.
That's right.
Which is not the same image we want of the head and the heart as we had before. But it's accurate. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much. This is marvelous.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
All right.
Gosho.
Bye-bye.
Gosho.
Thanks, Sherry. And, Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Sorry, I was just thinking about food. This is Justin.
Hello, Justin. What are you seeing?
So I was trying to call in a little earlier in the week. It was really a question about process. And mm-hmm, I just had a question around when we do this process, which I'm absolutely loving, there's, I think, day 12 and day 10, we look for voices, either self-aid voices, or we look for voices that are voices that you haven't heard yet.
Mm-hmm.
Are those supposed to, because the thing is, when I go through this process and the checklist and, you know, go through the days, typically the voices I hear in the, you know, day 2 and 3 are the ones that are like, okay, that's what I hear. And typically I'm not finding a lot more incremental voices as I'm going along. So I just wanted to get a sense of the process on, you know, is it, am I looking for voices from the mentor in that, voices that you haven't heard before, and then self-hate, are you digging more into kind of the self-hate areas? So just, you know, just a question.
Sherry was just a really good example of that. When in that conversation, she saw something that she hadn't seen before.
Right.
Okay? Saw how that distraction happens, how that movement happens. Now, we're not sensitive to that as a voice, but that's all part of, and Ashwini can help us out on this, but since she's the one who created all this, but that does fit in the category of voices. That's one of the missing pieces. So if we see, we hear a voice that we're very familiar with, a self-hating voice. And for most people, you know, you're an idiot. Okay, I caught on to that. Well, that's not going to work anymore because I know what that is. So how does that message get delivered to me even though the system is not going to use that same language again? So what is the one supporting that? So if we go with an image of, as ego develops, it develops throughout our lives, right? So the same message that was able to stop you in your tracks at age 6 isn't going to work in the same way at age 22. So there's been a lot of morphing, a lot of adaptation that's happened in those intervening years from that first original voice that you would become aware of. So that's just right, sort of an image of how we're doing this. So we're actually going down through the layers of that conditioning. So, yeah, so we're seeing it more and more and more subtle levels. Now, Justin, as you're watching and listening that closely, you are going to hear what is popularly known as the still small voice, right? You will become sensitive to the guidance, the information that's coming directly from the intelligence that animates you, from what you truly are. You'll become more sensitive to that, and you'll also see how that then gets taken over by the voices and all like that.
Right. Okay, now that's really helpful for me because I was kind of getting stuck on that. Yeah, no, that's really helpful.
Good.
And then just back to what you were talking to another caller, yeah, that the brain weighs 2% of the body weight, but it consumes 20% of the energy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that's
yes. And yeah, right. Thank you for that. And, you know, scientists will often, I guess, still debate about the brain and the mind. Are those the same thing? Are they different things?
Yeah.
And, of course, in awareness practice, they're clearly two different things. And so realizing that, and as I was just alluding to, you know, if all of our life force is maintaining that negative conversation in a conditioned mind, then it really does take a toll on what's available for the brain to do what the brain does, for the body, for everything in the body to do what it can do when it's not under so much duress and stress and tension and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Shirley.
Well, thank you.
Very much, Ashwini.
Thanks, Justin. Go happy. Ashwini, are you quiet and talking?
I guess I am. I said that brings us to the end of the show. And our assignment for Friday today is what would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? Example, I would have to let go my belief that I don't count, that playing a role in my life is not important. RL, what you see?
Oh, lovely. All right. And again, we are having a workshop on Sunday, so I don't know if it's too late to sign up, but I think it's going to be
Friday at noon.
A good one.
Noon today.
Oh, okay, great. Noon today, Pacific. And is it okay to say what it's on?
Yes, it's from, I think the title of the workshop is Going from Doing to Being, or From Do to Be.
All right. Kind of apropos and important. All
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Go happy.